This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 23rd of January. This is Tune In with Erica, and hey, it's good to get together with you. Hey, good morning, good day, good evening, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to have your company here today as January races by. And I think I'm probably not alone in thinking that. I mean, this was supposed to be the slow month, the wintering month. What happened? We're nearly at the end of it. Anyway, I just wanted to say how good it is to get together with you today. I was thinking, just as I was waiting to come on air, what a real privilege it is to be able to sit here and talk to you every week. Let's hear effect technology. I know technology has its shortcomings occasionally. It can get very invasive. And sometimes we feel it's controlling us and we're not controlling it. But hey, I get to speak to you every week. I mean, here I am in the UK and the tip of Cornwall, which is the little finger that sticks out and points towards America. And you are stateside or Canada. I know we've got people who listen in Europe as well, which is why the timing is, I'd say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because I know people are all over the place. And I know I can see Pamela in our chat room has said she's going to listen to the on demand. So that's going to be good whenever you are, Pamela. Thank you for saying you'll catch up with on demand. So here we go. If we haven't met before, and I know people are coming into 1-2 Radio all the time, it is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm a reader on a psychic counsellor on 1-2 Listen. I deal with tarot and angels and dragons and unicorns and ascended masters and Reiki masters and frankly anybody else of benevolence who channels through me. That's how I work. And you will also find me as your host every Thursday here on 1-2 Radio, 8:30 Pacific, that's 11:30 Eastern, 4 p.m. here over in GMT in the UK, and 5:30 in the afternoon if you're listening to me in Europe. So wherever you are, I'm very glad to have your company. I sat and meditated for some time this afternoon because I wondered, I had, as usual, an absolutely blank brain thinking, what do they want me to talk about? And of course, by the time I finish meditating, I have been given some topics to talk about. It's a really wild weather Cornish day here over in England. If you're stateside and you had that cold, windy weather that you had, you've sent it over here. Thanks for that, really. Whatever. But anyway, so I'm glad to be here wrapped up with my cup of tea and talking to you. And I can see lots of people coming in the Facebook chat room. I will nip in there and very quickly say good morning to Maureen and Mary, Suzanne, Renee, Catherine, Pamela, Laura, and I would take a look at the all comments thing and just see who else is in there as well. I think I've mentioned everybody so far, and I can see that you're asking for card readings, so I will do that. A lot of you are asking for dragons, and they have been very much about me today, so I'm not surprised that you're feeling that energy as well. So I'm just letting Facebook sort itself out while I tell you the kind of things that have been coming to me today when I asked, what am I going to talk about? And the prevalence was change and how we deal with change and challenge that comes with change. And if you're stateside, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But we have other challenges in life too. We've got them over here in Europe. Or it may just be we're talking about personal challenge. It matters not. Change is change and challenge is challenge. And what I was meditating upon is, how do we deal with everything that brings up? Because we are in control of some of our lives. We have this illusion that we're in control. Frankly, the older I get, the more I think the less control I have. I would do better just to get out of the way and let my spiritual team helped me flow down the river. But yeah, hey, I'm a Libra and we like balancing, we like straight pictures and control. We're controlling that way. So I know Mark Husson would tell me that we're the only inanimate objects in the zodiac. So yeah, maybe we are a little bit of control freaks. Sorry, Maureen. I know you're a Libra and perhaps you don't have that tendency. But yeah, change, challenge. What can we do with it? Well, what I came up with, and the only answer, is frankly, surrender. That's all you can do with change. If you can take action and change something, well, do it. But if you can't, well, what are you going to do? There's no good fretting about it or getting upset about it or angry or triggered. And I know with what we're looking at in the world at the moment, that is so hard to do, perhaps easy to say, hard to do, but we can try. We can always set intention, surrender to it, because frankly, it's happened. There is nothing you can do about it except surrender and accept. And then, this is the key bit that came through my meditation. It came from the angels. It came from the ascended masters. It's come from the wise, powerful dragons, is to apply kindness in whatever way you can to yourself, to people around you. Just apply compassion and kindness. And it may be the tiniest bit. I've often said this, smile at someone, be kind to someone, be kind to yourself, because you're just weaving a stitch into that incredible tapestry of life on earth. And you may think, gosh, that didn't do very much. That's a tiny, weeny little stitch. Nobody will even notice me. But actually, we all play our part, and you never know where kindness will go. And what if the person next door to you put a little stitch of kindness in, and suddenly, and the next person, and the next person, and suddenly you've got a sunflower on the web of life that is kindness. So all we can do is surrender and apply kindness in whatever way that is presented to us. Well, that's my take on it. That's the take I've been given by the angels, and particularly the dragons. And we can constantly review our lives and adjust. I think at the moment that's very important. I'm doing a lot of actually physical adjustment. And I think a lot of other people are too. I'm going through my closet and taking out clothes that I don't wear and decluttering and making my life simpler, but more valuable, because the things I've got left, I value. And that's in terms of things in the house, clothes, but you can apply that wider to your life. So a lot of that about. And also this January, I have been doing a lot of wintering, as I call it. There's a book on this as well. If you've read it, you'll know what I'm talking about. The practice of wintering. Nature has shut down and is gathering herself. You're under the soils. Roots are gathering. Things are preparing to come into bud eventually. But everything needs a period of rest. And yet we gallop through December with all the festivities, and we're still pretty much on it. Look at all the intentions. Let's have a New Year's resolution. We head into January, head down, New Year, let's go for it. And sometimes, you know, I think we just need to be like nature and just curl up and not do a lot. Just do what you need to do. Nurture, rest, regroup. Just take a look at life, and in that stillness, in that space, how much we can find. So those are my thoughts for today. I'm just going to take a look to see where we are in the show. Okay, there we go. So I thought I'd ask the dragons for some advice, because the dragons know a thing or two about adversity and change. If you think about it, angels have been lauded and celebrated and sung about through eternity, but dragons have gone through a stage with humanity where they've just got a really bad rap. They're cast as the villains in half the movies, and dragons are just awesome. They're wise, kind. Okay, they come with dragon-tude. They have attitude, but then maybe that's what we need. So I thought, given all the challenges of our current days, I would ask the dragons for some help. And this is what I got. I got three cards from the dragons. I got Father Time, which is a fabulous old dragon. He's an earth dragon. He's probably as old as the universe himself. He's very commanding. He's wise. And he asks that you become still from the constant chatter of your mind and just be. And his presence supports our grounding and brings focus to the moment. He's very much about being in the present moment when you get spun by your thoughts. And his aim that was we let go of linear time, which actually is man-made when you think about it. Why do we call it January? Only because somebody decided to chop the year up into 12 months. It actually, time is a complete illusion, a man-made illusion. And his energy helps us to enter the void, which is where you go in meditation or when you go into mindfulness. And his message today is, now this is the moment in time. It's a gift, which is why it's called the present. Allow all time to stop and break your habit of clock chasing, because in reality, there is only now. Let yourself sink a little deeper into the abyss of quiet stillness and let go. Well, that echoes the message I was given about wintering perfectly. So thank you, Father Time Dragon, beautiful old dragon. Then I got Father Time, I got given Father Time with Peace, the Peace Dragon. And goodness knows, do we need peace on this planet? And this is a beautiful dragon with a purple background and a kind of very deep purple and black. I was going to say armor, but it's not. It's coating. And this dragon asks, says, allow me to pull together your scattered energies. And that's how we can get, isn't it? When we get challenged, we look at the world and the news and the events, and we get scattered because we're not in the center. We're scattered. It's like a wheel turning and we're flying around the edge with all our thoughts. And this beautiful, gentle dragon encourages us to be kind to ourselves. And we frequently push ourselves too hard, or we expect too much of ourselves, or we wonder why we can't get a grip. Why can't I understand? I feel ungrounded. I don't know what to do about this. It makes me anxious. It makes me stressed looking at how the world is. And this peace dragon just asks you to gently come into the center, a bit like Father Time. Stop whizzing around the edge and just come into the center, the present moment. Use your breath. Come into the center. Come into the present moment. So you stop the maelstrom, and there you can find some peace. And when you're in a state of peace, you can find your kindness. And then life gets a better balance. And finally, because you've got to have three, one, two, three, I got the most powerful dragon. He is one of the master dragons. He's so powerful that when I tuned into him, I forgot to ground myself. And I was in the kitchen trying to make my tea, and my head was just spinning round because I wasn't grounded. It is Merlin the dragon. Now, Merlin, you probably know as the magician, the wizard. But he can shapeshift. This dragon is telling me that sometimes he's a dragon and sometimes he's a human. And Merlin the dragon is an incredibly large and sage old dragon whose message is one of teaching and learning. And that's the message from this wintering. He's talking about he can shapeshift on Earth. He's the teacher of teachers. So he's saying he will present you with lessons. And one of the things I picked up when I'm looking at this, and he said, you'll keep looking at the lesson until you've learned it, and then you can teach other people. And I was asking him, what's the lesson, Merlin? Why have I got this card? Why are you with us today? And he said, because look at the state of the world and what's going on and how you're reacting to it, how it's triggering you. Learn to surrender, learn to accept, learn to be peaceful, learn to put your peaceful stitch into the tapestry of life. He said, whatever it looks like at the moment, this is a learning experience. And if you're really struggling, then call on Merlin the dragon and Merlin the master spiritual teacher as well, the human. And he will step into your consciousness if you can come into that still point and help you to find a better way forward. So I hope that's been helpful. That's the message I was given to share today. I'm now refreshing the Facebook page and doing the Facebook dance. If you've never been in our Facebook chat room before, it's very easy. Go to 12radio.com, the website. take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is on demand, which is why you can listen to the show again if you want to hear what I've been saying again. And I know Pamela, giving her another shout out, will be listening to it later. I'll do you a card anyway, Pamela. And if you look further underneath that, you'll find the option to chat, which will take you into a Facebook closed group called 12 Radio. It's called a private group. There are, it says here, 3.6k members. That's a lot of you, but I promise you they're all really, really lovely people, and it is a very safe place. So let me get in there and take a look. And a very good morning to Laura. You would love a message, thank you. That is no problem, Laura. I have my tarot, angel tarot deck, which I'm drawn to use for you. So let's just see what message. There we go. A card comes out for you. A lovely water card. An eight of water. Now, an eight of water tells me, because water is our emotions, that maybe things have been making you feel like you're caught in the rapids or about to fall over the waterfall. It's that kind of card. But it's also the search or yearning for something more meaningful or spiritual or emotional growth, which is just what I've been talking about with the dragons and the angels giving me this message. So if you do feel like you're in a canoe out of control going down the rapids, just remember this too shall pass. Rapids don't last forever. And that you can have some control by coming into a peaceful place. So I hope you'll find that helpful, Laura. Maureen, good morning to you. You would like a dragon card on this bitter cold day. You're getting over your illness. I'm glad to hear it. I know that stress has not been helping you. Yes, it's bitterly cold here. Thank you for sending that over from the States, Maureen. It's not been good here. So a dragon, please, for Maureen. Could I have a dragon for Maureen? This is my dragon path deck. So I'm just going to tune into that. Whoa, that leapt out. Do you know what? And I had put it back in, Maureen. I have got the peace dragon back out, telling you to come into a peaceful place. And all those messages, there we go, of your scattered energy. And if you've been through, you've had a tough month, you've had shingles, you've had lots of stress, your energy is scattered. So this dragon would like to reach out to you. Maybe just breathe. She feels very feminine. Breathe her fire into your heart center and just know that you are loved and cared for. And again, this dragon was counseling applying kindness to yourself. And just know that somebody like this gorgeous dragon is breathing kindness and peace over you. And hopefully that will help your body's systems to calm down. Good morning to Lioness. Angel hugs to you too. Pamela, yes, you're going to listen on demand. I promised you a card. I'm going to my angel tarot, a card for Pamela, please. Ooh, nice cards. A celebration and a victory. The celebration is a water card. So it could be an emotional celebration of some kind. It could be you're invited to a party or a celebration of friends. But it's got a victory card as well. So it may be that you're celebrating your emotional, I don't want to use the word control because I've just been saying it's not control. Your emotional coming to peace with something is what I would say about that because of the theme of the day. I mean, that's the thing with tarot. You can read tarot and it goes back and back and back and back like one of those infinity mirrors. And you have to look at the cards within the context of the energy. So that's what I picked up for you, Pamela. Catherine, good day to you. Happy to receive any messages for angels or dragons. Okay. Well, a Celtic dragon. Let's go over there. I can see Laura's replying to my comments, so I'll go back and have a look in a minute. Could I have a card, please, for Catherine? A dragon. What dragon power will step up to speak to you? Whoa, there we go. Called over. Now I'm going to have to look this one up because I don't know this deck very well. This is called Mord. This is a real Celtic dragon, and I know you're Celtic. Mordwin. M-O-R-D-W-Y-N, Mordwin. I've just got to find Mordwin, so give me a moment because say I don't know this deck this well. I'm still learning it. It's by an English lady called Caroline Mitchell. It's called Dragon Path. I'm absolutely loving this deck, but I'm still learning it, as with my other dragon deck. They're teaching me. So let me have a look if Mordwin is an earth dragon or a galactic dragon. There are all sorts of types of dragons in this book. Right, let me have a scan down here and find Mordwin. So not an Earthwalk dragon. Ah, a guardian dragon. You have a guardian dragon, Catherine. So now I know where to look. I can tell you what Mordwin has to say. So you have a guardian dragon. I've got Gaia, Delphin. Bear with me, getting there. Keep going, philosopher. It's not done in numerical order, so you have to... It's not how logically you would expect. So I need to just figure out where... XXX, 2, 3, whoops. Now drop the deck. Bear with me, I will get there. I can see where it ought to be. I just turned the wrong page. That's Hearn. So I need an XXV. It's all done in Latin numerals as well, which, yeah, doesn't help. Talk amongst yourselves while I find this. I'm going past that into Lord Kathumi, Crystal Luna, Galactic Dragons. Bear with me. I'm going back through Galactic Dragons. Lots of dragons. I know it's not under this one because they are power dragons. Freedom, courage. I'm getting there. Magic and benefit. Stay with me. I'm going to find this. Let's have a look and see if there's a page number. So, 125. Okay, let's try this again. Do they have page numbers in this book? Yes, they do. So it's got to be at the back somewhere and I'm missing it. So, almost there, 120. I know, 27, almost there. Got it. Thank you for being patient. Lord, that took a while. So Mordwin, only you are the master of your destiny. Mordwin is an awesome character, hugely powerful, all-encompassing, will open doors, put people or situations in your path, which will all lead you to living your divine purpose. It's his responsibility to guide you, to fulfill the contract you made in spirit before you came to Earth. Mordwin. So there you go. Very galactic dragon for you, Catherine. Okay, Renee, good morning. Suzanne, good morning to you. You would like a card for your birthday this week. Okay, bear with me while I find a card and check out where we are in the show. Okay, I've got good time to do that. So, let's clear the deck. And a card for your birthday week, Suzanne. Angels, I'm with the angels. What card for Suzanne as she starts another trip around the earth, your earth day, as I like to call them. There we are, we have a card. You have Archangel Jophiel on this card, major arcana card. Jophiel helps us to beautify our life or finds the beauty in life. And when I see this card, if there is any point this year where you have felt a sense of entrapment or you find that you were flying into fear-based thoughts and you couldn't get them to go away, this card says to you it's time in your new Earth trip around the sun to change that energy. Liz Gilbert used to use a lovely phrase, I will no longer harbour negative thoughts. And it was very simple and I used to use it and think, and it worked. You just chased them away. So happy birthday to you, and I hope that will be helpful. Renee, I can see you. Quelly, good morning to you. Becky, hello. If time allows, you would like a card surrounding career. Of course, Becky. I have the angels with me. A card for Becky, please, surrounding her career. What could you tell me that would be helpful? You could tell me that. Good card for a career. An earth card, that is coins in standard tarot, if you like your standard tarot. Power of creativity, that's why it's a good card to have. But this card I know is very much about working with others. It's about high quality work. It's being recognized for your skills, but it's very much about being a team player. So I would say if you can work with people or take advice for people or team up with people in some way, that would be a very good call for you. Maureen, hello. Libra and patience. Yes, she gets it. And Laura is saying, thank you for the message. I'm glad that they all resonated. I'm taking a look now at the the time. I have a few minutes left. So I wanted to do a card for you. If you're listening to Tune In with Erica, and I get it, not everybody can get in the Facebook chat room and not everybody wants to. You know, maybe you're not a Facebook person, and I understand that. So let's do a card for you. If you are listening to One Two Radio or you're catching this on demand, and a card for the day for dealing with the energies that are spinning around us at the moment. So angels, I tune into the angels, the ascended masters, Reiki masters, deities, all of those powers, and ask for a card that would help us through the next week. And there we go. Interestingly, they give me three cards, which is a good reading. It's always good to have three. First of all, they show me the Ten of Air. The Ten of Air is when our thoughts are just spinning us to give us sleepless nights. But when I see the Ten, I know that that is about to be over. They're saying, you know, you can put an end to this. It's about change, expecting things to get better. As I said, this too shall pass. I have it with the Page of Air. This makes me laugh, given what we've been talking about. The Page of Air is about hearing, hearing or receiving information that we find incredibly challenging. It triggers us, it pushes our buttons. But within that, when I see the Page of Air, there is quite often useful information, or we suddenly see the truth of a situation, or our truth, or we just get insights because we've been triggered. And instead of just going off on one or losing our temper and being triggered, if we just sit with it and figure it out and figure out where we are, it turns out that those words, that situation, turns out to be incredibly useful. And then the third card they give to top this off is a very positive card. Love this card when it comes up in the deck. It's a king of fire. This king is riding the most incredible fiery dragon. This guy is motivational, idealistic, ambitious, charismatic. But above all else, this card is about focus and commitment and communication. So it says to me, when you get these challenges, you know, maybe your head's been spinning with thoughts, and it's the Page of Air energy that, oh, this has triggered me. What do I do with it? How do I find the lesson from it? Because Merlin the dragon was talking to us about the teaching and finding the lesson in things that we find unpalatable sometimes. This King of Fire is saying, focus, focus, focus. Where do you put your focus? Because when you look at how and where you're putting your focus, quite often that's when you get the opening of the doorway that I said about the Page of Air, of finding the way forward, finding a different way to look at things, or extracting the useful information and being able to let everything else go. So there we go. I can see I am now almost out of time. It has been an absolute pleasure to share today with you. I've got one more show in January before we hit Imolc the following weekend. I have yet to write my star scopes. Whoops, better get writing that this week. If you haven't looked at the scopes, by the way, for January, you've still got time to do it. They're on the front page of One Two Listen. You've got my star scopes along with the scopes from all of my colleagues, and you have the free gratitude board, which, again, if you're having trouble wondering where to put your focus that we've just been talking about, then that would be a really good thing to do. You could put what you want to focus on the gratitude board, and you have at least 50 incredible psychic advisors who are empowering that. So there we go. I am now out of time. Stay with One Two Radio, because Jay and Raven are on the way. I will be back at the same time next week, and you'll also find me on One Two Listen if you would like a reading. It has been a pleasure to share your company. Lots of love. You take care of yourself, and bye-bye for now.